I next met with Dr. Jennifer Brown from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, and to begin, I asked her how she thinks through the decision of watch and wait versus treatment for patients with newly diagnosed CLL.
My approach to watch and wait really hasn't changed. I'm a very big believer in not starting therapy before it's necessary until we have definitive evidence that it's beneficial, because we know that whenever you start therapy on a CLL patient, there's an increased risk of complications usually in the first period on treatment, and that applies to ibrutinib as well as all the other therapies. And so I hesitate too. I also have a theoretical concern that most of the clonal evolution, the evolution of adverse karyotypes and adverse genetics, tends to happen under the influence of therapy. And it's much more rare prior to therapy. And there's evidence that many of those abnormalities are pre-existing in tiny subclones in the CLL population. And so I have the concern that if we initiate therapy sooner, we may allow those to grow out sooner. Whereas while one's not treating the disease, many times there's a more benign clone that may be occupying the microenvironmental niche that helps keep the small clones at bay. And so I really do stick to the IWCLL criteria for therapy still.
The other person I interviewed for this program is John Gribben, and he brought up something I kind of hadn't thought about too much, which is sort of subclinical fatigue, that he feels that there may be patients that are not anemic, they don't fit the criteria for treatment, but if you question them closely, you hear about fatigue, maybe it's not that evident if the person's very active, that goes away when you treat. Do you think there's a phenomenon like that yourself?
I do think there's definitely a phenomenon of subclinical fatigue. For example, say in the era of FCR, many times we'd wait, delay therapy, and then you treat patients, and 6 months after therapy, they say, I haven't felt this well in 10 years. And I think that's because they probably had slowly progressive fatigue and symptoms associated with the disease, that because it was slowly progressive, they just adapted. The problem is that I have many patients, even on novel agents, who still have fatigue and sometimes have emergent fatigue on the novel agents. And unfortunately, we don't know who that will be ahead of time. Some people feel terrific on ibrutinib. Some people feel worse than they did before. And until we know who that is, or until we get a next generation more specific inhibitor that may not cause that as much, I still hesitate to treat people for fatigue, unless it's definitely very evident.
It's so hard to tease these things out, you know, it almost gets more anecdotal.